if we're done with discussion here at the table, I would like to open it up to our guest, as I'm sure they have equally as many questions. Please, anybody? Suzanne? Before you get started, if you would step to the microphone, there are two sheets there. One is if you're speaking, and then Joy has forms for people who would like to write their questions. And 2 minutes, so we've got a lot of people in here.
I'm Sue Jacobs. I'm affiliated with the Lancaster Library. I'm also president of ACT. But I want to make it clear that I'm not speaking for ACT because I really don't know how the individual trustees of the member libraries or the member library boards are thinking or how they're responding to this presentation. So I'm just speaking for myself. First, I wanted to thank Bridget and the system board and the administrative staff for the decision to keep the immediate goal of keeping all the libraries open. I think it goes a long way toward meeting the mission of serving our public regardless of where in the county they reside. I also wanted to acknowledge your efforts to address long-term sustainability, searching out the UB Regional Institute and others to examine governance structures and alternatives is really bold, and it may give us an opportunity to develop a really forward-looking model of a library system for our patrons. I guess if I have one message for my fellow trustees, it would be to be very open-minded and to think regionally. Whatever is ahead needs to be met with unity so that the interests of all our patrons will be well served. So thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? You want to step to the microphone?
My name is Thomas Morsey. I'm the president of the Librarians Association. I've been an employee for Buffalo-Near County Public Library for 29 years. I'm currently retired. I have a couple questions. One is, I wondered if the board had queried like the other agencies that are under these budget cuts to see how they're coping with these. And the other one is that with those same entities, are they planning on advocacy campaigns? I think that your organization could end up looking bad if everyone else is advocating to restore cuts and you don't. The other thing is that I would ask that you're talking about keeping all these libraries open and cutting hours, and as has been pointed out, many of the people that are going to be gone are going to be the younger members of the organization. That I'm sure that Ken can supply you with statistics. Scatter sheet that when 2005 came and people were laid off, that many of those people who were laid off didn't come back. There's a great gap there. If this goes through with 130 plus full-time equivalents, that you're going to be decimated. There won't be anyone here for a long period of time. It also sends a bad message to anybody from coming out of the library school or any other place to come here for employment, because it's going to be, why am I going to be here when this is not going to be sustainable? That one of the most important things an organization has is continuity, and that I'm sure that Ken can point out that there are many like me who are with close to retirement. That when those people go, there's one big clump of people, and then after that, there's nobody. That I hope that the board will take up my suggestions to find out what other people are doing. I think you're making a bad mistake in not advocating, because I think as trustees that you have a responsibility to the users of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, not just the taxpayers, because we get people from all over the world to come here. It's a world-class institution. You should think of the people that use it now, the people that use it in the future, and that your loyalty is to them and not to anybody who appoints you. Thank you.
Did you want to speak?
It's one of them.
Go figure.
Somebody going to respond to that? I thought they were excellent questions.
I don't think that we could answer everyone's questions at this point in time, what we have done.
Very germane.
This is
There's no argument about that, but we weren't prepared to answer questions tonight. We are taking those questions down so that we can, and or if the gentleman would like to leave those questions with us, we will have answers for that.
Albert Martin, trustee, Lancaster Public Library. I'll provide written comments. Because this is kind of quick overview.
Okay.
My first impression on hearing this is that it looks like the staff has tended to try or attempted to answer the question of what would we do if we were building a library system from scratch and how it would be organized. And, that's commendable. I think you went down the right road when what you've got here for the member libraries and for these city branches. I think you're heading in the right direction. But I think you went down the wrong road when it came to Central. It seems like you're maintaining Central Library as more or less a general library offering full services. So I think that may be the wrong way to go for the system. I think that you might better look at converting Central to a, what I call, for a better word, like a reference library that would circulate reference materials and provide reference questions, and leave the popular materials to the branches, like fiction, music, CDs and videos, and things like that. Circulate them and cut that operation out of a central library. I think that would be a better model to just use this for the services that cannot be conveniently offered at a branch library. And I think you might find some significant savings in doing that. One thing we could do better too would be the use of electronic ordering of materials. In this day and age, I think that anyone should be able to order up something from home or from at a branch library for delivery the next day. And I think that would be a great saving if you could do that for the whole system, system-wide, and keep the circulation of popular materials and stuff like that out of this building here. I think you're just trying to make perpetuate an old, outmoded system of circulating library material. You've got to get it down to the local little libraries out there. More of a distribution center. But I'll provide some written comments in the next week here or so.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm Sue Lessie, trustee from North Collins. And since you already fund us at a vast number of 25 hours a week, and our town pays for two additional hours, I can see the handwriting on the wall that we're one of those 16-hour jobbies. And I don't know. You guys don't seem to get how important a rural community's library is to the part and parcel of that community. You know, it's the only game in town. We have a couple of churches, not so many bars anymore, and that's it. A Save-A-Lot and a dollar store, you know? And the library is the heart of that community. And 16 hours is a piddly amount. I mean, you're going to cut us from probably, I mean, I'm making an assumption here, but, you know, I would appreciate it if you just tell me I'm wrong and that we're going to be one of the ones that's funded at 40. I mean, we'd be glad for that, and I wouldn't complain at all. But you don't seem to understand how important these libraries are. And the gentleman here who said something about the taxpayers' cost isn't going down. The taxpayers in our community are going to be paying the same amount that they've always paid. And what are we getting for it? Less service. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, we have 2-point-something full-time employees. You know, where are you going to go when you cut us? And I don't have any idea what kind of community central thing where you're talking in terms of libraries, but if you said somebody can go 3 miles instead of 2 miles to get to the library, well, you can go 3 miles in every direction and not come anywhere near a library. You can go 4 miles in every direction. You can go 5 miles in every direction. You know, our libraries aren't that close, and an awful lot of our patrons are walk-ups. The kids that come from the high school, which is next door. The kids who walk down from the elementary school on field trips. You know, it's important to us, and I understand you guys are on a real horns of a dilemma thing. And I just keep thinking in the back of my mind, are these rules coming out of a man who's trying to create as much turmoil as he can? And then after you guys have sweated and cried and put up with people like me belly aching, is he going to say, oh, by the way, it's only going to be a 2% cut? You know, I mean, is this, you know, I mean, I don't get the politics of it. I'm glad I don't get the politics of it. But those of us out in the rural areas pay the same amount of taxes per $1,000 of valuation as anybody else. And if you cut us to 16, I'm going to cry. And you're going to just be forced to deal with me. And there was a thing in today's paper on the op-ed page, the lady who wrote in, who said libraries now more than ever. Maybe we ought to just call her up and ask her if we can latch onto that. And there may be a letter soon. Our town clerk said, all these years, people have been saying, oh, we're over-libraried. We're over-libraried. And then in the Buffalo News a couple of days comes out, gee, what a tremendous educational system Buffalo has. And her comment is, well, duh. You know, there is a correlation between great community, great universities, great library system. Don't make us go away. Don't make us go away.
Thank you.
I'm Pat Smith. I'm from the Eden Library, and I echo your sentiments. And we will meet as a board at our library and discuss and probably write up some questions. But I have a quick question. We have already requested a variance on our charter during the last crisis. How can we do this again? We can? Okay, because our board, we were trying to figure this out the other day. And again, we will bring something up.
Thank you. Rick, were you saying you would
speak? Well, I did have one response I thought would be appropriate if that's accessible.
It's really well, yeah, it's not meant as a discussion, just a comment period.
Okay.
But that's.
My name is Mark Weber. I'm the Cheektowaga Public Library Board of Trustees. I have to agree with the gentleman from the Librarians Association that perhaps adequacy might be one way to go. Certainly, I don't deny that an awful lot of work was put into this presentation coming up with an alternative for the worst-case scenario. Library Protection Act doesn't protect us from a man who will cut the taxes in an election year. You know, again, the politics of it is unavoidable. But the library system has sustained, in 05, more than enough damage. Cheektowaga lost half of its libraries. The number of hours that we're looking at and the number of people, you know, 130 or so full-time employees, that's more than the number of people sitting in this room. I don't know how we can acquiesce with at least not voicing our dissent. I really don't. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Thank you. I'm the Kathy Birch. I'm the director of West Seneca Library. And one thing that has not come up with talking about closing these buildings, cutting back hours, reducing staff, is for most of us, our buildings are owned by our municipalities. So if you close a building, that building will be reused by the time we could ever come up with more money to perhaps reopen. By keeping the buildings open, even at reduced staff and reduced hours, gives us the option to keep that building in the mix, at least temporarily for a while, and be a presence until perhaps a new building, some other resource could be used. So it keeps us there. And you can always add hours, you can always add staff, but once they're gone for good. You look at the way the buildings are, that were closed in the past. They have already been reused if they're even open.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Can I ask a question from here?
No, please go to the and sign in, please.
My name is Richard Earn. I'm a member of the Grand Island Board of Trustees, Grand Island Memorial Library. I've been very impressed with what the staff has done in the past so that we can maintain the hours that we have. Hours are what we really need. And I think the comments of the gentleman that came from the Library Association, Librarian Association, were right on point. And I really feel that you really need to consider those points. If my question to you right now is, have you looked into how other systems in this state have handled the situation? Have they cut hours to the extent that you folks have cut hours? I really think that you need to keep the libraries open for the community. And while you're working on ways of coming up with other ways to adapt and modify the system. And I hope you can answer that, and I hope you'll listen to the suggestions that the gentleman made. I think it will lay on point. Thank you.
Do we have any other speakers this evening?
Good afternoon. My name is Rob Gaylord, trustee of the Town of Collins Library, way down in the South Towns, the southernmost town. I also like to commend the board this a proposal that I think we have to be open to. I also agree with the other comments that I think as a board and as a group, as patrons and as trustees, we need to be better advocates. I don't agree with just letting it come to us. I think we have to take it to them. I think also from my experience, there's a lot of gnashing of teeth and gnarling of hands and things like that now, which is necessary. I think actually it's a good thing to do once in a while, but again, we're subject to the political process, and at the end of the day, those of us who've been through regular budgets and green budgets, and for decades before that, I guess I'm showing my age right now, and how long I've been involved, you know, at the end of the day, is it going to be 20%? Let's all hope not. I don't know if it will be, but I think one of my concerns as a trustee of a small rural library is how we are going, or how the board, how the staff is going to determine the number of hours, who's the 16 versus the 24 versus the 30, and so on. There are some of us who are blessed with some other resources, whether it's volunteers and or some funding, and I think it would certainly be unfair for those that may have a little bit better resourced or financed, endowed, however you want to put it, that we would be, in essence, penalized for being well-run, for having endowments and active volunteers and friends associations at the expense of others who don't. So that, well, we can cut Collins a little bit more because they got a little extra cash in the till, and they've got some extra funds from somewhere else, and got an active group of friends, and they can pick up the slack. And I'd hate to see libraries, as small as we are, and we're a newer library in terms of the facility, and a number of the board members have been out, and I think we're a model in many, many ways. And I'd like to make sure that we stay that way. My other question is more maybe of a technical one, and that is, my understanding is it's a minimum of 35 hours a week, I believe, to maintain a charter, at least just for our library. I don't know if the difference between it's different, varies. I don't know what constitutes, 35 hours that the building's open. And I don't know who has to be there to staff the library in terms of the designation as to full-time, part-time, whatever. And I know it's not sustainable for a long period of time, but we have a number of very dedicated and volunteers who would love to be a portion and part of a temporary solution to maintain our hours in terms of working under the guise of whoever's in official capacity. But how do we, if we can supplement or maintain the hours that we have with the use of volunteers, is that even a doable thing?
We'll work on the details with each of you individually.
Because, that may be a possibility. We're again, gnashing teeth and so on about 16 hours. And I know volunteers, it's not sustainable over a long period of time, but to get through this initial push, maybe that's one way of doing it to maintain the services for patrons. I don't know what the technical aspects are, but I'd like to have that looked at so that we can go back to our boards and say, this is an option, and do we want to take the next step?